Mike, Gamecocks gearing up for their game against Virginia tomorrow. A few things we need to talk about. It's the first round for the regional tournament, but it's the first time in a few years that it's going to take place at Founders Park. So first, I mean, what are you expecting from a crowd aspect?
Well, it's been 5 years since there's been a regional game at the University of South Carolina. So I think more than anything, you have that. But then you also factor in that just a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago to be exact, that USC opened up full capacity to the stadium. So I expect this place to be absolutely rocking. And you also have to mention that this is a very unique situation because Old Dominion is the number one seed in this region. But because of certain circumstances, because Old Dominion was not able to host a regional because their facilities did not reach the requirements by the NCAA, South Carolina, because of the unique situation because of COVID this year, they were able to capitalize on it, and they benefited from it tremendously. So, yes, on paper, you are the number two seed, but at the end of the day, it really means nothing because you're still going to have to play these teams anyway, and you have an opportunity now to play in front of your home crowd. You have the opportunity to sleep in your own bed as a player. Yeah. You don't have to worry about any of the travel. So this is huge, huge, huge all the way around, from the players to the coaches to, of course, the fans who are going to be ready to go come Friday morning and getting ready for that noon game.
Now, let's talk. What are the chances of Gamecocks winning this game?
Well, Virginia's a very good team. On paper, they should be able to win this game, but Virginia has some very good pitching. And I think what it comes down to more than anything is USC has had over a week to be able to get healthy, which they were banged up going into their SEC tournament game against Alabama that they lost. But on top of that, they hopefully were able to kind of just rejuvenate. They need to be able to get the bats going, and that has been their Achilles heel this season when things don't go well for them. They are a very good pitching team. They're going with Brett Carey, who, of course, started the season off in the bullpen, but has now been a starter the last couple weeks. He will get the ball. He'll be on the hill tomorrow. I expect him to be phenomenal, as he always has been. But what will the batting look like? You need to be able to generate some offense. And for USC, for whatever reason, it's kind of been, you know, home run or bust. They need to be able to capitalize in other ways than just hitting home runs. They need to be able to drive in some runs. You can't leave runners on the bases. You need to be able to get runs early and often, as cliche as that sounds, because they're a team that is streaky at times, you know, for good and for worse. So they need to be able to come out there ready to go if they want to be able to beat a good Virginia team.
Mike, will you be at the game tomorrow checking it out?
I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure what our work schedule is going to be, but I will be there this weekend. I do know that if they win, that they'll be playing the night game on Saturday night against the winner of Old Dominion and Jackson, but most likely it'll be Old Dominion. If they lose, then they will have to play in the elimination game since it is a double elimination tournament, for those who are unaware. That game would be at noon on Saturday, and then, you know, depending on how things play out, the championship game would be on Sunday at 6, and then if it was a if-needed game, meaning that the team in the loser's bracket were to beat the team that had no losses, then a winner-take-all game on Monday night would take place. So, you know, not to put the cart in front of the horse, but the bottom line is there's going to be a lot of great baseball this weekend. Fingers crossed that the weather cooperates with us, because I know it's looking like there's going to be some clouds, and hopefully Mother Nature will not put a damper on this weekend, because after 5 years of no playoff baseball in South Carolina, or I should say Columbia, Gamecock fans definitely deserve it.
Yeah, for sure. And in the meantime, people can hang out with you on Twitter at @Mike_Yuva. Looking forward to seeing what the Gamecocks pull out this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Appreciate it, Amy.